Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you're calling number 9 right now, we got something for you. 800-400-3697. You'll get a pair of tickets to see Elvis Costello and the Imposters. Oh, yeah, turn this up. Sounds weird. Veronica. Veronica. Elvis Costello and the Imposters with Blondie at the Concord Pavilion on August 8th. Tickets on sale now at livenation.com or win a pair by being caller number 9-800-400-3697. Celebrity Trash brought to you by Fremont Bank. Home mortgages are down. Lock in a low rate today at Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. Thing one, we're looking for fall interns. Unbelievably. Already. I feel like we're just settling in with our summer interns.
I love our interns right
now. I love them too. We have a good, solid group. Mm-hmm. Hello, kids.
You like Gabby? Down
there.
I love both of them. Marcos and Gabby are great kids. And Jasmine and Riley on, there are Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Mm-hmm. All of them. Great.
They're all going to be leaving, though.
I know. Sucks. Well, summer's always a short internship, too, because they go back to school mid-August. So if you're looking for a fall internship, we pay. We actually pay money. It's not a lot of it. It's not Google money. It's not Yahoo money. But, you know, it'll cover your gas. The hours are horrible. But you will love being an intern here. We have a great time with the kids. Hey, kids. So contact Uzette, UZETTE, at RadioAlice.com. Send a cover letter and a resume. And please don't misspell anything. She trusts it. She'll just toss it right out. She can't have it. She can't take it. Thing two, our Lexi, who comes in here and takes over for us at 10 o'clock every day.
Lexi.
I like that Lexi.
Yeah, she's good. I'm bummed. She said she was going to come to my 4th of July party and she didn't come. I was ready to rush. She was like, I'm going to jam on her. I'm like, yeah, come on over.
What happened to her?
I don't know. I don't know why she didn't come.
You didn't
come,
ask?
I didn't. I felt like, you know, it's her.
She posted to that invite thing, though.
Oh, what did she say?
Saying that I was really looking forward to jamming out with you, but I can't make it to the area or something like that. I saw it on the message board.
Oh, you did? I didn't even look at that.
Later on in my email.
Mill Valley won't let her in?
I guess not.
That's weird. That's too bad.
I don't know what her problem is.
Sheesh.
So anyway, Lexi is going to be in South San Francisco.
Maybe she's got a record. Does that Lexi have a record?
I don't. Do they check that on the way in?
Don't they?
I don't know. I guess they have my license plate. I just breezed by that checkpoint.
I've known Lexi for about 12 years.
Oh, you have?
She does not have a record.
Oh, yeah. She's a
good girl. She's a good girl. Yeah.
All right.
I like Lexi. Anyway, and just, you know, sunny disposition. She comes in here. She's in good mood every day. I like it. So anyway, Lexi, who is a delight, is yours for the taking in South San Francisco on Saturday. She is going to be at the Grocery Outlet Bargain Market. On Hickey Boulevard in South San Francisco from, it looks like, noon to 2 this Saturday.
I know that place.
What she's doing is helping them with the Feed the Need, Give $5, Get $5 throughout July. This is, you know, a lot of children and families are at risk of experiencing food insecurity, lacking the basic nutrients necessary to live active, healthy lives. Mm. So they're raising money for that. It's a great cause. Go say hi. Get your, you know, give your $5. Get your $5 off.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Lexi. So Grocery Outlet, South San Francisco on Hickey Boulevard, day after tomorrow, Saturday. At noon.
Lexi.
Yeah. Did I spell her name right? L-E-X-Y?
We should call her like Sexy Lexi.
Oh, Sexy Lexi?
Yeah.
We'll ask her if she's down with that. I would be annoyed by that, wouldn't you?
No.
Oh, well, I suppose.
Please. please.
All right, fine. Sexy Lexi it is. All right, here we go. The early trash. First of all, I've been told that sliding into your DMs is, everyone says that because of some song. Do you have that song handy? And who does that song?
I think it was Yo Gotti down in the DMs.
Oh, Yo Gotti down in the DMs?
I'm not sure.
It's
called Down in the DMs. I didn't get the part where it says slide, but you know, that's like a term we use. And
yeah,
the song's
it seems
all
like
about sliding into your
anytime
DMs.
Anytime anybody wants someone to DM them, they say, slide into my DMs. I did recently find out that they're available to me.
How many messages do you have unread?
I don't know.
Thousands.
I don't know. I don't even know.
This is on your Instagram they're talking about?
Yeah, but also I think you can do DMs on Twitter too and probably...
Yeah. Except no one's on Twitter,
apps.
So.
And Facebook has their Messenger, which is, I guess you could consider that a DM, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
direct
yeah.
message is what it stands for, so.
Yeah, that makes sense. Anyway, sliding into DMs is a way to get people to notice you. And a lot of people do it to celebrities. You know, you can direct message them.
Well, did you hear that guy's line?
No.
Something about your man, I'd hate to be him, like, because I'm doing you.
Oh.
Isn't that what he mean?
I assume so.
You're a little
yeah.
cheating bitch.
Oh. It didn't stop him from boning her.
No. Well, he's gonna bone her,
right?
But he's not dating her or anything. You know?
Right. Just, I'm not your boyfriend.
Just
but
sliding to her DMs
because I'm boning you and that guy.
Hate
what
to
a
be that
sucker,
guy.
Loser.
You're cuckolding him.
Right. Be careful. Well, who is that? Young Gucci.
Young Gotti.
Young Gotti.
Yo Gotti.
Yo Gotti.
Yo Gotti.
Yo Gotti. Come on, Bryn.
I'm
we
sorry.
Expect you to get
yogurt?
This stuff right.
He set me up with the young. I just went with young.
Vaughn's in there shaking
is
his head.
Young MC.
Yeah,
Vaughn's
like, man, you people.
Anyway,
oh
we
God.
Just heard. I just did the story in the news alert. About the guy who got his cut off because he was sliding into somebody's DM. The other guy said, no, I'm being had here. You gotta do
and
something.
I'm going to have you in my hand, and I'm leaving.
He left with it.
Yeah. Where is it? We had a tracking device for those things.
So we think, after doing tons of research, slide into DMs, they think comes from a hip-hop single by a guy named M-Boy. Titled,
M-boy.
Slide Into Your DMs.
M-boy.
I saw this, but I just...
Play it.
Boy,
I gotta
boy.
Look for it, and I don't want to.
And then you gotta check
you gotta,
it.
Yeah, you gotta
I don't need a heart attack today.
Effing slide into your DMs. So look, if you want to date a celebrity, it could happen. It happened to Chrissy Metz. Chrissy Metz is the big girl from This Is Us. And she's got a boyfriend, and she's like, he slid into my DMs. And after a couple of sweet and not obnoxious messages, I decided to take a look at what he looked like. I was like, no, he's cute. So I DM'd him back. I slid into his DMs. She was on the Wendy Williams show yesterday. Is there any Wendy Williams on this?
How you
yeah,
doing?
There's some.
How Minnie? You doing?
Do it with me.
How
Come
you
on.
Doing?
Thank you.
I really.
Hand motion.
Yeah, it's the whole thing.
I can't believe the drama that lady just went through. I thought I had a tough year because I had to build a fence and I've had this whole other thing going in the background. But man, that lady finds out her husband's not only had a side piece, but has a kid with her.
Yeah.
She knew. It's been going on 10 years.
He is, by the way.
Down the street, bought a house down the street from her home.
Oh, my God.
The side piece down the street. 10 years. Had a baby.
Thought house.
She has health problems.
Massive health problems. The guy is this guy that she's married to. I don't know if he was a TV show producer before
to begin with.
Don't think so.
But he was producing her show,
right?
So that's a tough situation.
Well, he's been removed.
Yeah.
As what
oh, yes.
I read.
Well, right. yeah. When you divorce your husband, and he's also
he's
your show
trying to get
producer.
Like $20 million off her.
Hold on, I don't want to because I know we're
Side
talking
track.
About a lady
Chrissy
who got
Metz,
her
yeah.
slid into in a couple different
don't
ways.
Don't worry about it.
But you believe that she knew the whole time that this guy had a side piece,
perhaps not
right in
all
her face.
10 years, but at least the last 5 years.
And was she? So you believe she went on TV in full denial, saying, "My marriage is fine. That ain't
Kevin,
happening."
Yeah, Big Kevin is fine. The son's name is Kevin, also. So Big Kevin, Little Kevin. But yeah, I believe
knew.
That in my heart. Yes.
And possibly she was dealing with her drug issues, too, so she
yeah,
was just
she
trying
was
to stay
cocaine,
sober.
Cocaine, yeah, alcohol, yep.
And all kinds of illnesses and stuff. Remember when she fainted at Halloween or whenever that was?
Yep.
That was
you
like
could be right. There's no doubt that people accept all kinds of shady behavior, but I also think denial is one of the most... It's one of the weirdest things to watch someone... Who you're like, we all can see it.
Yeah.
How do you not see it?
Yeah.
And they
it's not that I don't.
Sexual.
It's Not that I don't
it's
see it.
It's not that kind of denial.
That I don't want to look right at it.
Right. So, I know you're saying it, but I can't.
It yeah. was it the final straw that the side piece had a kid, or was it that she got sober?
The final straw was the lady had a kid.
Oh, boy.
Are there pictures of the kid online?
I don't know about that. Probably. Probably.
That is Bryn's favorite line from any song ever.
What? I mean, and the guy was spotted, the husband, Vinny, was spotted at a pawn shop the other day trying to get money for the jewelry that she bought him.
This is my favorite song. This is my favorite line.
He should be cut off.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Anyway, so Chrissy Metz from This Is Us was on the Wendy Williams show yesterday. And
I have her on People talking about how much she loves love.
Pee-ho.
And she loves love and how she wants it to be organic and all that. So I'll just play that for you as well.
She, by the way, I guess she has sung a couple times on the show on This Is Us.
Mm-hmm.
Like her part of her deal is that she's dealing with stage fright. But in real life, she's putting out a country album.
Oh.
I don't, unfortunately, have anything as far as a single from it. And I don't have a date when it's going to be released. But she loves Chris Stapleton.
Well,
and
who doesn't?
Know. And she loves Sarah Bareilles. Bonnie Raitt, she loves her. But anyway, so she's a country girl. And she's got a record coming out at some point.
Here's some of Chrissy Metz singing. This is from her Breakthrough soundtrack.
All right. That's
it's good.
Yeah, she's got a good voice. I mean, I'm sure it'll be lovely. And she also has, you know, the backup of the This Is Us show that everyone loves.
Mm-hmm.
So if it doesn't work out, you know, she's all his job. It's good news. Anyway, she's got a boyfriend because he slid into her DMs.
Good for her. Well, it's really normal that people are meeting online now.
I know.
Really normal.
Mm-hmm. That's where most people meet.
So there was a time 10 years ago or so when people would meet in... Maybe more, maybe even more like 15 years ago. But if you met online or dating online,
like, what?
Ew, desperate, loser.
Then, now it's like it's the only way to meet anybody. Everyone's staring at their phones, anyways. Hit them up. Kevin Spacey. I'll just slide this in real quick into your DMs.
Hey, hi.
Prosecutors, and thank you. Thank you so much. I'm here until tomorrow, and then I'm off for 2 weeks. Prosecutors.
You're not here all week.
Oh, dude. I'm barely here. Prosecutors in Massachusetts dropped the sexual assault charges against Kevin Spacey yesterday.
Oh.
He was, this is not all of his problems. There's plenty of other people who've accused him of stuff, but this is the one where about 3 years ago, he was hitting on some 18-year-old at a bar, like in, where was it, Martha's Vineyard or
yeah, somewhere back east.
Nantucket or something. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. But this, and you've probably seen some of these text message exchanges where this guy is texting with a friend of his saying,
girlfriend.
Oh, say, this guy, Kevin Spacey, has just grabbed my 8 times.
But I keep going back.
Right. He's hitting on me.
I'm totally into it, but I'm going to sue him later.
So he was facing felony charges of indecent assault and battery for groping a then 18-year-old dude 3 years ago. The case has fallen apart. There were issues with a cell phone that was part of the evidence, and then the accuser didn't want to testify yet. He said, I'm pleading the fifth, and refused to testify.
The accuser pled the fifth.
The accuser pled the fifth. And that kept the case from moving forward. So the prosecutors have dropped the charges. He is not totally in the clear. This was one of the allegations made against him. This started in October of 2017. Can you believe it's been 2 years since Anthony Rapp, who is currently starring on Star Trek Discovery on CBS All Access.
So good.
When he was 14 years old, I guess he was in some kind of stage show with Kevin Spacey, and he says that Kevin made sexual advances toward him at that time.
If you've looked at this stuff, and I have a little bit, it seems Kevin Spacey's behavior is obnoxious at the least.
Right. He's like hassling people over this stuff.
And you heard, what was that playhouse he was in charge of in England?
In London, like the London Royal Theater.
And people talked about his obnoxious, aggressive behavior there as well. So it's clear this guy needs to check himself, no doubt. At the very least, that's got to happen.
Right.
But this case, to me, seemed like someone who, after the fact, went, maybe I can get some money.
Yes. The 18-year-old, you mean?
Yeah.
Right.
That's what it seemed like to me. I could be wrong. I wasn't there.
No, I definitely.
But that's what I gathered from it.
Even just the exchange he was having with his girlfriend, right. I'm like, if this is bothering you, you should leave.
Right. That's you know? What I feel like that's, it's, he doesn't work for this guy.
Right.
He wasn't, he didn't have
chained
to keep
the bar
going
stool.
Back.
Right.
Right. And he should have, if he felt threatened, gone to his boss and said, I'm not serving this person anymore.
Right.
This
oh, I don't even. Was he a worker there? I
he,
thought.
Yeah, he worked
oh, he
there
was.
At the place.
So he was like bringing.
I don't
him
even believe
drinks?
He was 21.
No, he was 18.
Yeah. Okay. So, and he's getting drinks.
A,
yeah.
Must be a bar/restaurant. Mm-hmm. All right, that's it for the early trash. Vincent, what's coming up?
Another new way people are dating.
Oh boy.
Besides the sliding into your DM.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show coming up at 7 o'clock. Your chance to see Ariana Grande when she hits the Chase Center in San Francisco on December 18th.
The Radio Alice Report.
That Chase Center might be pretty fun, huh?
Yeah. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's not even finished and they're just, it's booked out.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Sorry, can you hit me again?
Oh, sure.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 40 years in the July sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. So one of the big stories going around that we'll tackle in the 7 o'clock hour, but I just thought I'd mention it, is the FaceApp scandal mm-hmm. is going around. So Scott Budman...
Bay Area, NBC Bay Area reporter.
Well, and reporter for ANN.
Oh, right, of course, the
yes,
Nerd Network.
I
forgot about that.
First and foremost.
That's gotten smaller.
He'll check in. Mm. It has gotten smaller.
Annoyingly so.
One of our key correspondents gone from the Entercom building.
Oh. Yeah.
And I miss him.
Yeah.
I miss him too.
I look for him to be smoking out there on that pathway every day.
He's
every
not there.
Day I do too.
I know.
I used to
always
wave
look
to
around
him.
The corner. I'm all,
you're not there anymore.
I'm just waving to a wall.
Every day I look.
Sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. Anyway.
Anyway, what's the other guy's name?
I'm not in charge
Ron.
Of anything.
Ron, I'm the head of
Ron's
our.
Ron's on vacation.
Oh
so.
My God.
Oh, is that why I keep getting bounced back?
So. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Anyway, Scott Budman will be in to talk to us about that. And did you, in fact, okay the Russians to have all your photos?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that what just happened to you mm-hmm. when you use that app? Well, he'll tell us.
Yes. How bad? How deep are we in it?
You know, this is a story that I read and I hated it. I'm like, this is so dumb. And then I went, I'm totally this person.
Oh, no. Oh, what? What
I
did
am
you
so
do?
No, it's just, hold on. A new type of dating event.
Event.
So we were just talking about sliding into people's DMs yeah. and how that's the new hookup.
Yeah.
A new type of dating event has people present PowerPoints about why you should go out with their friend.
Oh, man. This is like the note you used to pass in class. Do you like Billy? Yes or no?
There's a new type of dating event where people get 3 minutes to do a PowerPoint presentation in front of a room of single people explaining why those people should date their single friend.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, that's so dumb. Why would
how many
times
you just have to do one on yourself?
I would
have
go
I met
to this.
Someone?
You're
no,
gonna,
you
what?
Wouldn't.
I would.
You fumble every
gonna,
girl
gonna do
I point out.
I
to
know.
You.
I do fumble every girl, but
Vinny,
I would.
You're gonna have to do the PowerPoint. That's the thing that's crazy.
I would want to see the presentations.
Like, what do their friends think about
so
it?
Just so you can look down the nose, so you can be like, no, I wouldn't date her.
No, I just want
to... What you should have done is...
I just want to see how it flows. I would. Is there an event in San Francisco?
So you're saying you would go to this?
I would, yeah. And this is the thing. People come to me all the time, and they're like, oh, can I set you up with someone? I'm like, And then they start with the presentation. She's so great. What a wonderful personality. I'm like, why is she single?
Why are you single?
They say this. That's what they say back
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, that's what they should say.
Well, I mean, I know why Human's
I don't even know if Mary's daughter's single, but you should go out with Mary's daughter I met the other day ago. She was
Victoria.
Totally cute. Yeah.
I remember her name.
Ladies. All single ladies. All
Victoria.
Single women.
Valeria.
Veronica.
Victoria.
Why is he single?
Because his heart's been broken so many times. That's why. Geez. And because he requires a daily check-in, and also he's very difficult.
Oh, you heard me.
She said
don't you check in with your husband on the way home every day?
Do I? No.
She doesn't. Are you asking for the soundbite?
No, she wasn't asking for that.
My heart.
Don't say it.
Do it.
Don't do a double shot.
My heart.
Triple
my heart.
Shot.
Well, I'm sure the girlfriend would be like, yeah, I totally want to go to Sarah's house this Sunday. And then like 3 weeks later, she'd be out again.
Who?
This person that you're going to
do. Yeah. I'm not going to
your girlfriend.
I know how Sarah yeah. is.
I know how you are.
We're going to go to her house again.
If he got a girlfriend, the visits to my house would stop.
Yeah.
He'd be just like he accuses everyone else of being absent from everyone that he loves live.
But
like,
you don't want anyone at your house either.
I don't. Yeah, there's no, you don't have a plus one at my house.
Yeah.
Oh.
I made that very clear.
Wow.
I let you bring people to parties.
Hold
and stuff.
On, though. Like, if he had an actual girlfriend, I believe you would say, yes, bring her. I want to meet her.
Well,
I would want to meet her,
but I don't necessarily want Hooman and his extended family at my house every week for.
I'd have to put
know.
A blindfold on her. To Sarah's house.
No, you
blindfold.
Wouldn't have
so
to.
She wouldn't know where she lives.
Yeah, she wouldn't know where she lives.
No. I just, you know, you're like another one of my kids that comes to my house every Sunday. I adore you, but I don't want to adopt everyone that you date either, you know?
Well, this is why I'm single.
All right, there you go.
Oh, that's right. Sarah's
because
fault.
It's my fault. Oh, I'm so sorry, Hooman. I didn't realize I was screwing
everything up
for
you. The truth is, he's really in love with you, and his heart cannot be
no,
with
no,
anybody
is true?
Else.
Is that true, Hooman?
I mean, you're great and everything, but I
mean... But I mean what?
You know.
Yeah, what is
no,
that?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
We're very different. We're very different people.
So you wouldn't take a shot at me if anything happened to John?
I don't want to hurt the friendship. It's too much of a risk.
Oh.
You know?
I believe that if Sarah said, get over here right now, he would be all, okay.
Oh, but absolutely.
If I made a pass at you, would you be down? Oops.
That's what I'm saying.
What's that?
He wouldn't be able to say no. If you said, get over here. Right now. Come
did
here
your
right
just
now.
No, you that was your pass. That's how you made a pass. You unzipped my zipper. Isn't that what you did?
Oh.
Sarah's
anyway,
like, oh, my
that's what I think.
All right, anyway, I want to hear about
the truth.
But if you can't handle the truth.
Like, oh, my zipper. Hey,
Sarah.
Have you ever cried over me?
I mean, there have been times I thought you were particularly mean during the show, so I
oh,
left.
Oh, no, not about. Oh, no, what? Left, I made you cry?
Not cry, but I left, you know, times bummed back in the day. Anyway, I want to hear about these
last
power.
Last week.
I want to hear about these. I want to hear about these PowerPoints.
The presentations use all the standard elements of PowerPoint. Bulleted lists, graphs, and pictures. These events are happening in Boston and New York.
Oh, no, Hooman. Oh.
I'm sure they're very. This has probably happened twice, but I thought it was so funny because I thought, oh, how dumb. And then I went, I am always trying to hook up that boy. Always.
You're an advocate for your female friends, too.
Am I going to meet someone at the wedding?
Oh.
Well, you're going to meet a lot of someones, but once again, you will not do anything to further that opportunity, and therefore, nothing will come of it.
Well, listen, I represent the station. I got to walk the straight and narrow.
Oh, ridiculous. Anyway, PowerPoint. This is what it's coming to.
Are you going to kiss me right now?
Not anymore.
415 says PowerPoint dating has been going on for years. It's called Jewish.
Oh, hilarious.
But someone
so
else
it's
says,
your mom that does the PowerPoint.
Pretty much, yeah. My friend, let's see, my friends met that way and it worked. They fell in love instantly.
Oh.
Another person says, mothers.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I am an advocate for some of my girlfriend's friends, mm-hmm. too. I haven't done that. No.
Sure.
Everyone know what
maybe
they're gonna
come to your house every week for dinner.
Everyone.
Oh my God, that'd
oh,
be
man.
Great.
You know what's weird?
It's a long drive.
It's not. Yeah, it is a long drive. It's not about him. It's not about anyone in person. I would never give someone a standing invite for every Sunday. I would never.
Well, like, Game of Thrones is what that's started not happening. It.
Right. I'm with you.
You just can't.
We're in a routine. It's nice. I enjoy it.
I enjoy
much.
It too.
I'm sure your family does too.
Most of them.
Well, not the youngest son. The youngest son.
Youngest son is like a
swimming. I don't even talk to him anymore. I'm just like, he does not want to even
Wait,
look at me.
What
so.
Does the young son say? Is human not, coming?
No, yeah. He just looks down the entire
No, meal. But he asked me for his human coming tonight.
Oh, yep. Maybe he's jealous of the relationship.
No, he's not.
That's not
He
it.
Does not like
What
me.
Is it then?
Hooman asks him too many questions and puts Aww. Him on the spot and makes him feel like...
I say, how's the songwriting? Any is there a band performance? Can we see you anywhere?
He was just trying to engage, right?
Yeah, and it's something he seems to enjoy. I think he enjoys his music. It's hard to tell what he enjoys.
It is hard to tell. Very hard. Very difficult.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, for your wedding...
No, we're not talking about that. I'm in the middle of the news.
Where are we sitting? Where are our seats?
Are we all sitting together?
Did you hear that...
Did you put us at the same table?
Are we front row center? We got to be front row center.
We're not talking about this right now. I'm in the middle of my news break.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much.
Positive Christina put us
together. But if we ask about the wedding, it's over.
Can I sit with the family for the actual wedding?
No, you're sitting with us, fool.
All right. I just want a good seat.
Is Hooman bringing a date to this?
No, are you kidding
you
me?
You didn't get a plus one.
I'm not bringing sand to the beach. The guy's got a million single friends coming.
Sand to the beach.
Anyway, let me know if there's an empty seat for the actual
get
wedding.
Get out of here. I'm and the one in the front row.
Hold on. Don't play that.
According to a new survey, 70% of people wish they lived somewhere else.
Oh. Not me. I live
like
exactly
another
where
state
I want to be.
Or what?
Not me either.
All the stuff.
Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. We don't have any room.
Half of people said they wanted to stay in the general area, but want to move to a different town or a different part of their current town. So I guess it's not completely leave.
Yeah, it's not necessarily even that. Maybe it's just closer to work, say.
Oh, yeah. True. These people in Tracy that are coming
yes.
to
They
the
probably
Bay
love
Area?
Living in California and are like, oh, yeah. my God, every day at 4 o'clock Ugh. In the morning I'm sitting in traffic.
Well, Gnarly. And you can also love where you live, but mm-hmm. then realize it's too far from work and say to yourself, I can't because I'm watching hours of a day go
right.
by just
mm-hmm.
sitting there.
Yep.
Damn it.
Omarosa.
The Dream Neighborhood has these elements. Close grocery stores, parks, good schools, good restaurants, fast casual restaurants, a farmer's market, a library.
Library.
I know. I had the same reaction. What?
I swear to God,
it's called Google. Try
a
Google.
Yeah, but a library is a fun place. If it was a little closer to my house, I'd probably go there once
what
in a while.
What would you do there?
Get a book.
No, you wouldn't.
You know what? I probably wouldn't, here. Actually, because I read book. Everything on a Kindle or
here.
I listen to
right.
it.
We went about
a
month
I used to
or
go to
so
get books
ago.
All the time.
They have a cafe at the Redwood Shores Library. Redwood Shores. I'm like, wait, did I say library? there's a cafe up top, and it overlooks the water. Oh. It's so lovely. The food is delicious. And then we find out about 2 weeks later that it closed down. But that's the reason we went to the library to go eat.
I love the smell
Not
of a library.
Not to go read. You know, oh, the old books?
It's like a book smell. I don't know what it is. You get it a little bit in a bookstore, but in a library, there's something about even just like the dirty plastic covers that cover all the books and stuff. That something about.
So
that.
I was raised in San Mateo. There's a really great library there.
Oh, and, my God. Is it called the San Mateo Library?
It is San Mateo
oh
Library.
My God.
Wow.
And,
that's incredible.
The one thing I remember is that library used to have the book, The Joy of Sex. Remember The Joy of Sex?
Sure.
The drawings. And every day we'd go to the library, we'd go to the back of the bookshelves, and we just
That was your
flip,
porn?
We'd flip through The Joy of Sex.
Who's we? Who is this we?
Me and my buddies from Carey School
what
in
were their
San
names?
Mateo. Lawrence, Allen, and Tony.
So Lawrence, Allen, Tony, and Hooman would all stand in the back of the San Mateo library with little baby Woodies.
Yeah.
Gross.
And looking at The Joy of Sex.
Oh, my God. Why didn't you check
and
it out?
You do afterwards?
To check it out?
Nothing. No, you just look at it and you're like, oh.
You guys didn't go home together?
Yeah, they did.
Stuff?
No. Please. That was it.
Really?
San Mateo Library.
You didn't go home Joy and violate
They
God's
all ran
word.
In different directions to get home.
I gotta get home real quick.
I think the Burlingame Library used to have Playboys.
Oh.
What?
I'm not sure.
Oh, my
sure,
God.
But
Burlingame.
Gotta,
so racy.
I'm not sure. I think so.
Also, big box stores, bike lanes,
I forget
and
what
paths,
the, I forget what
and public
the, oh,
the
wait,
place
oh,
where
good,
you want to live.
But wait, what were the other things after
it
library?
It doesn't matter.
No, we want to know.
I love
bike
this
lanes
story
and paths.
Too. Jessica and Brandon Brown just got married, and they took their wedding photos at the Costco where they met.
Oh!
And this story is actually pretty fun. Apparently, Jessica was debating whether or not to buy boxes of mac and cheese while shopping with her roommate at Costco. This was in Hawaii in 2017. And Brandon overheard her say, "It's good for you. It's cheese and it's Costco." And he started laughing because that's a ridiculous thing to say to anybody.
It's good for you. Cheese and Costco. What could be better?
He made her laugh. So he walked up and said hi. They exchanged numbers, and that's the spot where they met, and that's the spot where they did their photos.
In front of the mac and cheese?
At the Costco.
Oh, my God.
I've literally spent the last 2 years responding to any compliment about Brandon with, "Thanks, I got him at Costco."
That's hilarious.
The ongoing joke ends there with those wedding photos in the Costco aisle.
Oh my God, they're adorable. She's in her gown and he's loading her into a cart.
Aww.
They're so cute.
She says, that joke continues whenever he acts up.
And then they're having pizza. They're having pizza from the food court thingy that they have there.
I will take you back to Costco.
And then they're running. Here they are running out from all of these. I love this story. Oh my God, he looks so happy. They are darling.
So this story went on to Facebook and went viral. So I thought that
she looks Polynesian.
That's fun.
Mm. He's a good-looking black guy. Mm-hmm. But he has glasses on, sunglasses on in the Costco.
Well, it's bright in there, sir.
I guess so.
Love.
I know.
In
exciting
the Costco, everyone.
Nice.
Come aboard. We're expecting you.
Get used to it, everyone. This is going to be happening through tomorrow's show.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.